Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to once again a very special edition of our Overtime, the radio network on the MN Hockey Hub program. Joining us as a special guest today, Hockey Buzz's very own Brad Radkin. Brad, we've got some draft buzz to be working here, don't we?
We have draft buzz.
Obviously, it's hilarious. I don't understand this. Why does it take like 3 hours to get one pick selected, and then it's about every minute we've got another one on day two? What changes?
I think the analysis changes. I think Central Scouting gives us so much analysis of the top 30 or top 50 players that we know everything about them and their game, and we can predict where the top 10 to 15 guys should go. And then after that, the information falls off just because it's too much.
By the way, Brad joins us from the Hockey Buzz. That's hockeybuzz.com. I'll have a link to their site, too. And this is awesome NHL stuff. Before we get into the draft, why don't you tell us a little bit about the site, how it functions, and what your role is in it?
Sure. Hockeybuzz.com was founded by a guy out in Pennsylvania during the lockout, where he was just frustrated in the lack of information that the fans were getting. And so he started it and started plugging away with trying to develop sources to hear what was going on during the lockout. And he made some contacts, and then it morphed kind of into a rumor site where the unrestricted free agency period was the biggest time, on the trade deadline. And so he was plugging the sources that he had made during the lockout for information on where players would be moving. And he has sources, he knows owners, agents, players, and so it's best described as a rumor site, but it's got a lot of information to it as well. You just got to kind of weed through what's fact and what's fiction, but it's a lot of fun for fans to follow, and we cover all 30 teams, and so my function there is I'm the blogger covering the Minnesota Wild, and it has led to press pass privileges, and I get to sit right next to you guys.
Isn't that great?
MNHockeyHub.com.
It's beautiful. That's where we make it all happen, right up there. But it's cool because I was going to say there'll be a game going on in Toronto or at Air Canada Center or whatever, and you'll always lean over and say, "Hey, check this out. Look what they're saying up here." And it's really great if you're a big time hockey fan and you want to be able to follow what's going on around the league. That it's an awesome resource for that, beyond obviously the rumor mill and what it's kind of known for. And Eklund has done a heck of a job. Bet you didn't know this. He started that site the exact same year I started the Stitch.us, which morphed into MN Hockey Hub. So it's nice to see a fellow Webby doing well in the hockey world. So
it's kind of funny too, because it's like these draft picks. It takes 2, 3, 4, 5 years to develop its full potential. And Hockey Buzz has come a long way, and you guys have come a long way as well. So it's just like these young prospects morphing into these NHL studs.
So we're both developing into cup caliber products here. So let's take a look at the draft. You and I and MN Hockey News, which is a sister site to the Hub, Brian Halverson, we were kind of wrapping back and forth. Three high school players taken in the first round, 22 in the entire draft. I'm wondering, out of the box, there were not a lot of Euros from the Russian ranks taken. Is that a Continental Hockey League issue that's starting to surface here?
Well, for sure it is. The KHL, they don't have the transfer agreement with the NHL anymore, and they just have more money sometimes, it's one of those deals where, they pick off a player or two here or there that should be in the NHL that isn't. But mostly, it's kind of a retirement league where older players, move off to once their prime is done, they don't have a salary cap in the KHL. They have all this big oil money over there and no salary cap, and I think their hope is that they develop the league into something that becomes, maybe the European competition for the NHL, and maybe, the NHL gets to do first what the NBA and the NFL, want to do is, and really, take off in Europe and in the European countries.
Well, I think what we're learning too as well is, and reading the most recent NHL.com, and I'll have a link to that as well. We'll have that posted up on the website, but it says it's the record 22 high school players that were drafted in this draft. I think what you take a look at, though, is I think they're starting to say, okay, collegiate hockey in the United States is a very fine place to develop, but now they're getting guys that are 23 years old that are ready to go from a maturity perspective, and they didn't have to really invest a dime in that.
Right. If you look at a team like the Chicago Blackhawks that has serious salary cap issues, and then you look at the guys they're taking a lot of kids that have played high school hockey that are now going the collegiate route because you know, if they're in the if they're in the juniors in the Canadian market, you only have 2 years before you have to sign them. You know, whereas if you have a player that's in college, if he stays all 4 years, you know, you have 4 years plus one after they're done to sign him. So it kind of eases the salary cap burden on teams that are already overspent, you know, like the Chicago Blackhawks.
You know, you take a look at Blake Wheeler, who, you know, I think many here in this Minnesota market watched him with the Gophers, and, you know, a ton of talent, but I think a lot of people felt as though he was under-evolved, I guess that would be the right term, but not necessarily the case. Look what he's done in Boston.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, too, where, you know, if you look at the Golden Gopher program at the University of Minnesota, they're taking some hits right now in the development of the players. You know, I think it's slowly changing with time. I think people are realizing that the WCHA and the Gopher specifically is a place where the players can develop. And, you know, for whatever reason, you know, the lack of development with a few players, I don't think is, you know, be what history shows the Golden Gopher program to be. You have all these guys coming into the Gopher program now. I think they're going to develop into fine NHL, you know, players and prospects, and I think they'll be just fine. I think it was just an anomaly that was happening earlier on, but I really think Lucia, you know, is getting some guys in there that can play, and you know, his issue is going to be to get them to play as a team.
And he needs to get veterans, four-year veterans, and that's going to be key. Again, his roster loaded with tons of draft picks. I mean, you saw all the way down where we have guys like Tanner Lane. How about that from Detroit Lakes getting drafted off his 90 points? It's proving, though, that you don't necessarily need to be surrounded by a batch of superstars in order to get drafted in the NHL.
Well, right, and it's kind of an anomaly now where, you know, being selected you know, the first round of the draft doesn't mean you'll necessarily see the NHL ice ever. You know, there's a big need for the non-superstar players, the grinders on the third and the fourth line that you don't have to pay as much to. They're equally as needed on an NHL team as the superstars are, and there's just too many superstars out there, and so not all of them are going to get a chance to really, you know, hit the ice because teams will be already stocked with their talent from all over the world, you know. Hockey's becoming a worldwide game, and you know, and the third and fourth line guys, the grinders like Cal, there's more of a need for those guys now. So it's nice to see because not everyone is a first line guy, and that may be part of the problem with the Gopher program is that, you know, he's bringing in all first line guys, but the play second, third, and fourth line.
We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look further into the draft. We're talking to HockeyBuzz.com's Brad Ratkin. Back with more in a moment right here on the MN Hockey Hub Radio Network.